Welcome to another episode of Motivate, where we explore practical strategies to enhance your training programs. I'm your host, Carla Roberts, founder of Motive Learning, and today we're diving into the power of blended learning approaches in technical training. As supervisors in a technical field, you're likely familiar with the challenge of keeping your team's skills sharp. Technical skills require not just knowledge, but hands-on experience, and that's where blended learning comes in. So what exactly is blended learning? In simple terms, it's a combination of online and offline training methods. This approach leverages the convenience of digital learning with the effectiveness of in-person training, creating a more comprehensive and flexible learning experience. Let's break it down. Online modules can be used to cover theoretical knowledge, safety protocols, and standard procedures. These modules allow your team to learn at their own pace, accessing information anytime and anywhere. But learning doesn't stop there. Offline components like workshops, simulations, or on-the-job training give your team the chance to apply what they've learned in a real-world setting. The benefits of blended learning are clear. First, it accommodates different learning styles. Some team members may grasp concepts better through reading and quizzes, while others might need hands-on practice to fully understand the material. By combining both approaches, you're catering to the diverse needs of your team. Second, blended learning is cost-effective. Online training reduces the need for travel and printed materials, and in-person sessions can be more targeted, focusing on areas where employees and contractors need the most support. This means you're investing time and resources where they'll have the greatest impact. Lastly, blended learning can lead to better retention of technical skills. Studies have shown that when learners engage with material in multiple ways, they're more likely to retain information. This is especially critical in technical fields where precision and accuracy are non-negotiable. When assessing training methods, we recommend creating a rubric to determine the return on investment or ROI of an individual course. The rubric should include effectiveness of intended learning outcomes, engagement level, does the training encourage active learning, risk, does the training reduce negative consequences after training, scalability for larger number of employees, and of course, cost per employee of the training. As you think about your own training programs, consider how you can integrate online and offline methods to support your team's growth. Whether you're onboarding new hires or upskilling experienced staff, blended learning offers a flexible, effective solution. I'm Carla Roberts, reminding you that effective learning management starts with a strong foundation. Until next time, keep motivating and inspiring your team.